Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Today is July 10th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I see people coming in from Cincinnati, from California, Golden Valley, Arizona, Phoenix City, Alabama. Let's see who else. Oh, the music made some people jump. I think we startled them when we started. Okay, let's see. San Francisco Bay Area, San Antonio, Texas. God bless Texas right now. I see Spring, Texas, too. We love our brothers and sisters in Texas. We're continuing to pray with you and stand with you through what you are enduring in this time. I see Missouri as well, Atlanta, Michigan, Kentucky, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma City. You're pouring in right now. Oh, let's see. More Texas coming in. New Brunswick, Canada. Hello to our wonderful brothers and sisters in Canada. As Esther's coming in. Esther is joining the broadcast. I don't know what she's stalking right now. I think she's stalking Toby. No, she's looking at the bird. She's looking the other way. She's looking through the looking glass. I have two French doors that she can see through the glass. And so basically she's watching the birds. Northern New York. Hello to our neighbors in Northern New York. I see North Carolina as well. Namibia. Hello to our friends across the globe in Namibia and our international audience that is coming in as well. We're so happy to have you with us. I see Maine and Utah in here as well. Our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey, God bless them. They have a breed of driving all of their own. Okay, let's see who else. Ontario, Canada, and let's see who's coming in from our international audience. Namibia was quite amazing, I have to say. Oh, let's see. I'm going down the chat here. Portugal. Hello. Hello to our wonderful friends in Portugal. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. And God bless all of you in the chat as well. Long Island. We love our neighbors in Long Island. Guatemala. Hello to our friends in Central and South America. We're so happy to have you as well. And everybody else who's coming in right now, as well as our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. They all do such an amazing job. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We have a packed broadcast tonight. When I tell you explosive patterns, I'm not kidding you. We are going to do a prophetic deep dive because there's multiple moving parts going on at once. So we're going to talk about as many as we can because they're all happening in tandem right now in the nation, in certain parts of the nation as well. And we're going to break this down prophetically. We're going to get into this because there is a lot to cover. And it just seems to be intensifying more and more as we've entered the second part of the year. So what I want to do is I want to open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord. Hi, Esther. Oh, would you like to say hi to everyone? This is like when I'm studying in the morning, this is Esther's spot. She gets right up on the back of the chair while I'm praying and studying and hangs up. Hey, Munchkin. Hey, Sassy. Oh, thank you for the kisses. I very much appreciate it. Thank you. Everyone just thinks you're so cute when you want to be. Okay, so Esther will be up here. You'll probably see her a good part of the broadcast. So let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord. And then we're going to get in. This is going to be some deep stuff, some heavy stuff tonight, prophetically, that we're talking about. There is a very high level of warfare happening in the nation right now. And so we're going to break this all down. So let's show some reverence for the Lord, give this over to him. And we will be off and running for tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves, Father God, before you this day, asking the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we all fall so incredibly short of your glory, Father. Lord, your word says the righteous man sins seven times a day, Lord. And we just praise you, Father, that your mercies are new every single day. And Lord, as we come into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, Father God, we acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He came to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly came to the earth to die. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And Lord, we just praise you that Christ made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation at Calvary when he said, "It is finished." He literally descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended, and took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in. The presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, the weight of your glory, your presence mightily move through this broadcast tonight. Father, you are welcome to have your way. Father, let the weight of your glory just mightily go forth. Let your power be made known, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor, Father God, as we go forth tonight. Lord, order tonight. Order my words, Father God, as we go forth. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill me and our team with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. And allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fill this place, to guard this property above, below, against every dimensional access point in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, go before us, be our front and rear guard, Father, tonight, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority in the name of Jesus Christ over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, harm, strategy that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, evil agents, and the like would attempt in any way, shape, or form, or through anyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, we command that all broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, rendered powerless, that every arrow the enemy attempts to fire is destroyed by the holy fire of God, that it's cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We're most certainly just the clay. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Lord. We owe you every breath. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. Every breath we take, Lord, is because of you, Father God. We praise you for that, Lord. Father, we just praise you, Lord, for all you have given us, Lord. We don't deserve it. We're not entitled to it, Father God. Yet in your mercy, Father, you give it. And we praise you for that, Lord. Take all the glory for yourself, Father God, tonight, Lord. Father, minister to your people. You are an ever-present help in times of trouble, Father God. We ask you to be that for your people in this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you all the glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, now we're starting this off right because I felt that. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, so welcome to those who are jumping on during prayer. We are very happy to have you with us tonight. Okay. Yes, and if you could, we would appreciate a couple things here. If you could share this broadcast, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It very much helps us, and we are very grateful to all of you for doing that. So I wanted to say thank you very fast before we begin. And at the end, I'm going to give you an update on Pastor Rick in Texas. So stay tuned for the end because I'm going to give you an update as Esther just flew off the chair. But Antoinette Pearl sent us jewelry, and it's all the pieces of the armor of God. So it's the belt of truth, your feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation. Here is the shield of faith. And so she sent actually the entire set of armor. And so we very, very much appreciate that. We have to put our armor on every single day. Here's the breastplate of righteousness. I'll show you this one. There's the breastplate of righteousness. So it's all necklaces of all the armor of God. So thank you very much, Miss Antoinette, for sending that to us. Okay. Now, let's begin. Like I said, there's a lot here, and there's multiple events happening in tandem, and we're going to try to cover as much of it as we can. So this is going to get a little, this is going to get weighty at times because there's a lot to go over. So I want to start by talking about July into August, right? The Lord had said this was going to be a jolting July at the end of June. And July 13th and July 11th both equal 9/11, okay? Because there's this 9/11 theme here, so I'm just tipping you off now. August 3rd, August 11th, and August 29th, also with the full date of 2025, those dates also equal 9/11. So just tipping you off right now, because this is a theme we are going to see continue throughout this year, probably into all the years of President Trump's second term, because his own presidency is equal 9/11. Now, July 4th, which was Independence Day and the most catastrophic flooding that Texas has ever seen, 40 days from that date would put us at August 13th. 47 days, which is what this presidency is, would put us at August 20th. Those dates are a week apart. I'm going to say that is a target date. Watch that week of August 13th to August 20th. Just mark it down and pray. Now, what happened is historic record-breaking floods came in tandem. So what happened was July 4th, you had the historic catastrophic flooding in Kerrville, Texas, Eagle Pass, Texas, Kerr County, Texas. July 6th, we're going to get into that. You also had catastrophic flooding happened in different states. So these floodings actually came in tandem of one another. So July 4th, you had it, and then July 6th, you have it, which I find that interesting because that's 46, and that basically who was corruptly destroying the nation as the 46th president was MIA. You had a conglomerate running the nation because Biden was not. So it's very interesting how these floods came. I want to go to Matthew for a second, chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. You're going to find this fascinating, given the scriptures of 24 through 27, because our election was in 2024. 2027, I believe, around that time is the midterms. So let's go into this scripture. So Matthew 7, 24 through 27 says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." Verse 25 is what's fascinating because we're in 2025. "And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock." Now, Matthew 7, 26, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." Verse 27, "And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and the great was the fall of it." I believe that Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27 is a warning about 2025, 2026, and 2027. Now, it's interesting because 25 and 27 both speak about great storms and great floods. "And the rain descended and the floods came." Matthew 7:25 and 7:27 begin identical to each other. "And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house." That's identical for those two scriptures. 25 says, and it fell not. 27 says, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I believe this is a warning for the nation. I believe this is a warning about floods that are coming in the year 2027, and the circumstances surrounding it. I also believe this is a warning of a symbolic flood that could come and crash everything in 2027 if we don't use wisdom, and if the administration does not build their house upon that rock, that solid rock of Jesus Christ. My goodness, Esther, that solid rock of Jesus Christ. That the crash, great will be the fall in 2027. So very interesting that this is what Matthew 7, 24 through 27 says. So just keep that in mind. Now, I want to put up the first news article from AP News. Three missing, house swept away as flash flooding hits mountain village in New Mexico. So this happened, I believe this was on the article was on the 8th, but I believe this happened on this might have happened on the 6th of July. Let's see which, I don't know if they have the date in here or not, but let's see. I don't know if they have the date in the article of it. They have the date of the article, but that's about, officials urge residents seek higher ground Tuesday afternoon. Oh, that's going to be easy to find out. That'll be very easy to find out. Let's see. Okay, let's go back to July here. It was the 8th. I believe it was the 8th. So that's when that happened. Was July 8th. Flash flooding now hits New Mexico. July 4th, flash flooding hits Texas. July 8th, flash flooding hits New Mexico. And then we have another article. And here it is now. Six lives lost to Chantel in central North Carolina. Here's what we know. Tropical Depression 3 formed off the southeast coast late in the afternoon on July 4th. It then strengthened into Tropical Storm Chantel the next morning. Chantel made landfall near Litchfield, South Carolina, early July 6th. That, remember, I was talking about the flooding on the 4th and the flooding on the 6th, and then the flooding came on the 8th. They each came 2 days apart. So Chantel makes landfall near Litchfield, South Carolina, early July 6th, and flooding happens there as well, all 2 days apart from each other. Now, it's very strange because Chantel means stone, and basically, I guess they associate this name with a Catholic saint as well. And then you have the name Litchfield, which some of them trace it back to mean, which is very strange, open land of the dead. Very odd. But I just wanted to tell you that because I was tracing the lineage of the name. Now, we have these three floods all happening 2 days apart. And we have another article from the News Observer. Is that the one we just put up? Yeah, that's the one we just put up. Okay, that was the article from the News Observer where basically, Chantel completely descended on this area and flooded this entire area, including up to Chapel Hill, is what is being reported. And I'll talk about that in a moment. So you have you have Kerrville, Eagle Pass, Kerr County, Texas. You have North Carolina, near Litch, I guess near as far as Chapel Hill, right? Central North Carolina. You then have Santa Fe, New Mexico, flooding that has occurred. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Santa Fe means holy faith. That's what it means. So you have a flood in an area named Holy Faith. You have a flood in an area named Eagle Pass. You have a river called the Guadalupe River that floods, which means Valley of Wolves. You have a flood by Chantal, which means stone, a stone hitting the area. You have a flood in central North Carolina, which includes Chapel Hill. So just think about these names for a minute. You have Santa Fe, which is Holy Faith, Eagle Pass, right? The Guadalupe River Valley of Wolves. You have a flood by a stone, because Chantel means stone. And that flood also happened Chapel Hill. Just think about the symbolism of the areas that these are hitting and how it relates to the nation. Now, I'm going to go deeper with this. Let's put up theweather.com. I'm going to show you something very interesting now when it comes to the nation. Texas flood was America's deadliest rainfall flash flood in 49 years. So 49 is interesting because 49 is the last year of the last Shemitah year before the Jubilee year of 50 years on the Jewish calendar. And it says the 4th of July Texas flood tragedy has become America's deadliest rainfall flood in almost 50 years and ranks among the nation's biggest rainfall flood killers since the mid-20th century. Now, I want to take you back to July 2nd, 1932, and we're going to work our way up with this. July 2nd, 1932 was catastrophic flooding, the worst up to that point of the Guadalupe River. Now, we'll go to 1987 in a moment, but I want to focus on 1932. 1932, the Guadalupe River catastrophically floods. And so what happens is in 1932, this is an election year. It was an election year. It was against the backdrop of the Great Depression. And the incumbent Herbert Hoover was defeated in a landslide by Franklin D. Roosevelt, who was the governor of New York at the time. And they ended effectively the fourth party system during that time of this election. And it began a new era under Democratic dominance under something called the New Deal Coalition. And the New Deal Coalition was an American political coalition that supported the Democratic Party beginning in 1932. So the coalition was named after President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal programs, and they formed this coalition from it. So 1932, election year, July 2nd, 1932, the Guadalupe River horrifically floods, which means Valley of Wolves. You have a New Deal coalition with Franklin D. Roosevelt, who wins November 8th, 1932, after the river floods, and becomes the 32nd president of the United States in 1932. Now, let's jump to 2025 for a moment. 2025, first year of President Trump's second term as the 47th president, July 4th. So in 1932, the Guadalupe flooded July 2nd. 2025, July 4th, Independence Day, Guadalupe, once again, meaning Valley of Wolves, that river catastrophically floods. It floods after the big, beautiful bill passes. Right before the flood, if you remember, the big, beautiful bill passes the House. So in 1932, July 2nd, when the Guadalupe floods, you have this New Deal coalition. In 2025, July 4th, when the Guadalupe River floods, it comes after a big, beautiful bill is passed. Franklin D. Roosevelt and President Trump are also both from New York. They are both from New York. I would start watching for some very serious events to transpire in New York from New York City to Albany. I would just start, based on some of this, just being watchmen when it comes to that. Now, I'm going to take it a step further for you. I want to go back to January 31st. 1 plus 31 is 32. Remember that. So January 31st, 2025. Something happens in the United States of America. A small medevac jet, remember, carrying a pediatric patient, crashed near the Philadelphia Mall. That mall happened to be called the Roosevelt Mall. 6 months apart from the January crash at the Roosevelt Mall, we see this July 4th flood happened. January 31st, 1 plus 31 is 32, right? It was 1932 when Roosevelt was running in an election year that the Guadalupe River flooded. And he ended up through the New Deal coalition becoming the 32nd president. What are the odds that this crashes near the Roosevelt Mall in the same year that the Guadalupe River catastrophically floods, which hasn't catastrophically flooded since 1932 when Roosevelt ran an election year for office from New York and won? What are the odds of that happening? This is why I'm showing you there are things moving around in the realm of the spirit here that we need to pay very close attention to the timing of these events and why they are happening the way they are. Now, I'm going to take you to 1987. The Guadalupe River flooded in 1987. So nearly 40 years ago, a flash flood resulted in one of the worst tragedies to ever strike the Texas Hill Country. On the night of July 16th, 1987, all three times this has happened, it has been in July. Just outside Comfort, Texas, there was a Christian camp. The kids at Pot O' Gold Christian Camp, this time it was Mystic, right? The name Mystic was in the Christian camp, were settling in for their final night of retreat while 30 miles up the Guadalupe River at the other end of Kerr County, heavy rainfall would turn what had been a sleepy river into a wall of water. So you have July 16th, you have this flash flood. Creates a wall of water, 1987, along the Guadalupe River near Comfort. It involves a Christian camp. This time also involved a Christian camp. Ronald Reagan was the 40th president at the time of this event. At the time, 1987, July 16th, this happens at the Guadalupe River. Ronald Reagan is the president. And let me tell you what else was going on. The Iran-Contra affair occurred the same year before the river flooded. And the Iran-Contra was a political scandal that centered on arms trafficking to Iran, basically. And they had to have Senate hearings over it. That same year, the Iran-Contra scandal and the Guadalupe River floods in 1987 while Reagan is president, that October 19th is called Black Monday. There was a stock market crash. So watch October of this year because this is following the same pattern. December 9th, 1987, the same year the river flooded, was the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the first intifada begins in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. So in 1987, while Reagan's president, you have an Iran scandal, you have an Israeli-Palestinian conflict, all in the same year that the Guadalupe River in July catastrophically floods. So let's go now to 2025. Let's go to 2025. Donald Trump is sworn in January 20th, 2025. He's sworn in 40 years later indoors in Washington, D.C., just as Reagan was. 40 years after Reagan, he's sworn in. In July, the Guadalupe River, July 4th, rises at a catastrophic rate. The Iran conflict occurred before the river flooded, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues into July 2025 as an attempted ceasefire agreement is brokered. Do you see the pattern here? You go back to 1987, you have Reagan as the president. You have the Guadalupe River, Valley of Wolves, flooding July 16th. You have the Iran-Contra scandal. You have an Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And then you have a Black Monday stock market crash, October 19th, 1987. We are following a very similar pattern in this year, separating two presidents by about 40 years. In 2025, Donald Trump takes office 40 years after Reagan takes office. the Iran conflict happens. Iran's facilities are bombed. Then the Guadalupe River floods amidst an Israeli-Palestinian conflict that has been ongoing. These are following, almost to the T, very similar events. These 2 years are tracking, which means if this is true, in October, there's going to be some type of crash. If these 2 years are going to mirror each other, this is what we have coming. Why? Because with spiritual warfare, there are cycles. And for the enemy to attempt to accomplish something similar in the realm of the spirit, he attempts to lock in a cycle and recreate that cycle in order to get similar results. Now, these are patterns we have to pay close attention to because these are cycles. This is darkness at work to attempt to create certain agendas, certain results, and continue certain offensives. Interestingly enough, July is named after Julius Caesar. I'm sure some of you knew that. But July is named after Julius Caesar. And Julius Caesar was a member of the first triumvirate, and he was basically, he was part of a civil war with a political rival, before defeating his political rival, Pompey, in a civil war. So that's interesting. And he became a dictator from 49 BC till 44 BC, I believe, which is around the time he was assassinated. And the first triumvirate was an informal political alliance. Here we go again with political alliances, right? We had the New Deal coalition, right? And we'll get into the political alliance of 2025, but there's a pattern forming here. Informal political alliance along three prominent politicians in the late Roman Republic. So now I'm going to show you the pattern. July, Julius Caesar, first triumvirate alliance, right? Then you have 1932, July flood, Roosevelt, New Deal coalition. July 2025, flood. Alliances with Kennedy and members of the left Trump has made. President Trump has made alliances. He's made a loose political alliance with Robert Kennedy and others along his party line. And alliances in the Middle East as well, and a big, beautiful bill. Isn't that interesting that July is named after Julius Caesar? He made an informal political alliance. He ended up becoming a dictator, and we're going to get to that part, how that's connected. He ended up becoming a dictator. He ended up being assassinated, and you see in July this pattern continuing of July flood alliance, right? New Deal coalition. July flood alliance with Kennedy and members of the left in the Middle East, and a big, beautiful bill. You see this pattern that is forming. Interestingly enough, Julius Caesar was born July 13th, 100 BC. So I guess that's why, July is named after him. But these floods occurred July 2nd, July 16th, and July 4th. July 2nd, 1932, July 16th, 1987, July 4th, 2025, all involving the Guadalupe River, which means Valley of Wolves. I'm going to tell you something else. July 16th, 1987, 7/16/1987, which is the flood that occurred when Reagan was in office, and July 4th, 7/4/2025, the flood that occurred while Trump was in office, both have 9/11 in those dates. The date that the flood occurred while Reagan was in office has 9/11 in that date. The date that the flood occurred while Trump was in office has 9/11 in those dates. That is not a coincidence. And what's even crazier is that if we go back to 2024 for a minute, When the Kentucky Derby happened, a horse by the name of Mystic Dan won the Derby. What was the name of the camp in Kerrville that was wiped out with this flood? Mystic. And then on top of it, you have this past year of 2025, the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont was both won by the same horse, and the horse's name was Sovereignty. Why did that happen? Why? Because Almighty God is sovereign, and his sovereignness would be demonstrated in this year. Sovereignty beat out journalism because Almighty God's sovereignty is going to beat out their storyline. These are not accidents, that these are aligning. I'm trying to show you this because we're going to go even deeper than this, because this is warfare and cycles and things on the move in the realm of the spirit at a high level. Now, I saw a picture online and I thought I would show it to you. It's a very interesting picture. Oh no, not that one. The one with the wolf. Now, this picture just popped up online. Isn't this interesting? And Guadalupe means Valley of Wolves. G and then the wolf. This picture just showed up online just a couple of days ago. You got the wolf in sheep's clothing and you got the G, right? Which we all know that's Google's logo, but I find this a little too coincidental. By the way, the word Gog is in Google. Ezekiel 38, 1 through 4 and verse 9 says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws. And I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Verse 9, Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee." The imagery of that is sobering. And that picture of that wolf is actually from the cover of a book that has to do with the manipulators who run social media. And it was paired next to that G. And Guadalupe, like I said, means Valley of Wolves. And I just find this imagery that's showing up online in this timing very uncanny. Let's put it that way. Now, we're going to go to something else that's happening. So like I said, what we're going to talk about, all of these things are happening in tandem. So we have to go now to what's happening at X. We have to talk about for a moment, in the midst of the catastrophicness in the nation, what is the pattern that is emerging out of X with Elon Musk? And I want to show you a pattern here. I want to show you something. Passover 1889, April 20th, 1889 was a date that fell within Passover that year. Adolf Hitler was born April 20th, 1889. He was born during Passover that year. Starting in 2023, Elon Musk's SpaceX kept targeting April 20th for their Starship launch attempts. And so in 2023, here it is. Thank you. SpaceX targeting April 20th for next Starship launch attempt. So that was the first time. And then April 20th, 2025, which was the last day of Passover, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket. So there is a pattern of this April 20th and attempting to launch these rockets. Now, In the midst of this, Elon says he's starting a new party, right? This is what he's saying. He's starting a new party. In the midst of this cycle, right, involving April 20th and involving that April 20th, 1889 is Hitler's birthday, what happens? Grok, X's AI chatbot, goes on a rant seeming to praise Hitler. And after such occurs, the CEO of X resigns in July. So interestingly enough, right, July, Julius Caesar, dictator, Hitler, Grok in July goes on a rant seeming to praise Hitler. And after that, the CEO of X resigns. Julius, if you use Hebrew gematria, because the Hebrew alphabet, every letter is assigned a numerical value. That's the way the Hebrew alphabet is built. Julius has a value of 1119. Okay. Now, Elon has X, which has Grok. Grok's logo is a black hole. The black hole has a numerical value of 119, right? Interestingly enough, too, Donald has a Hebrew value in gematria of 119. Julius has a value of 1119. And July comes from Julius Caesar. Now, I want to show the screenshots of our audience. Our audience started sending us screenshots of Grok and things that Grok was doing. Yes, exactly. 1119 and 119 backwards is 9/11 because they're putting it in the chat right now. Exactly. That's exactly right. Okay. Now, our audience sent us screenshots of things Grok was saying, and I want to put them up. Why do you keep saying former president? This is Grok's answer. I refer to Donald Trump as the former president because as of the current date, July 8th, 2025, he is no longer the sitting president of the United States. The 2024 election resulted in a change of administration with the new president taking office January 2025. Therefore, any actions or policies attributed to Trump are from his time as president, making him a former president in the context of current events. So our viewers were sending us this. No, as of July 10th, Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. That's how Grok 3 is answering these questions for people. But then he says, however, his term as the 47th president is ongoing, but based on your question and the current data, it seems you might be referring to a future context or seeking clarification. Now, all of a sudden, Grok is praising Hitler and is saying Donald Trump is no longer the president of the United States. If we go back 24 years in this nation to 9/11, this is when this pattern began to take shape that we're seeing so heavily now within the year 2025. That's when that pattern started to take shape. Now, I'm going to show you something that happened before the flood, before Grok did this, before what's happening recently with Elon Musk. Something happened. Something went over the airwaves. And I was praying about this morning because I had seen the image of it days ago. And I didn't have that moment of revelation till this morning about what they're really doing. So to preface this, 9/11, Twin Towers each had 110 floors. Which is 220 plus two towers equals 222, right? Hitler's name in gematria equals 222, by the way. When you go back, because July 4th, that date equals 9/11. When you go back to June 27th, okay? 2025. Something was premiered on Netflix just 1 week before the flood. There is a very demonic show called Squid Games. I do not watch it. I have no desire to watch it. It was this picture that I was zeroed in on. It ended, season three apparently, ended June 27th, 2025, just 1 week before these catastrophic events. Now, I'm going to show you where I'm going with this in a moment. A squid is a sea monster like Leviathan. Remember Leviathan, because we're going to circle back. A squid is a sea monster like Leviathan that tries to literally encompass, right, its prey. Now, I want you, remember I told you Hitler and Gematria is 222? I want you to look at the numbers on their jackets. You have 456-333-222 and 007, the gentleman with the glasses to the far left, and that creepy looking doll, who we're just going to dismiss for the moment because she's creepy looking. Okay, so Hitler, the World Trade Center, that 110 floors each, the two towers plus two towers equals 222. Hitler's name in Hebrew Gematria equals 222, right? This girl has X 222 on her jacket. X is associated with Elon Musk, who has Grok, who just recently praised Hitler not too long after this show came out, where she is wearing on her jacket the numerical value of Hitler. Go to 456 now. Go to 456, the man in the front here. 456 has a certain sentence that equals its numerical value. And the sentence is Tesla time machine. That also has an X on it. X456. X Tesla time machine. Elon Musk, right? X Grok. So 456, the equivalent of that numerical value in Hebrew Gematria is Tesla time machine. 456 also has another sentence associated with it, which is Obama Rothschild, which is interesting. So, and the man has an X on him. So you have X222 with the woman, and you have X456 with the man. Now, let's go to Mr. 0333, because he's there, right, sandwiched in the middle of the two of them. Hinduism is on the rise in this nation. It's attempting to infiltrate seats in this nation. 333, the word that is associated with that, one of them, is Kundalini, which is a false idolatrous god that coils like a serpent. Okay, just keep that in mind. 333 also has a sentence associated with it in Hebrew Gematria, and the sentence is, I am the death code. So, do I think this is a mistake? No, I don't. I think this is very, very deliberate. So let me explain this again. In Hebrew, each letter has a numerical value. So words and sentences will end up having a numerical value to them. Okay? So Hitler is 222 in Gematria. 456 has a sentence equivalent that is Tesla time machine. Okay, so basically these sentences and these words equal a numerical value. They all equal in Hebrew, okay? Letters to numbers, numbers to letters. In that picture, 222, the girl wearing that jacket has an X, right? 222 is the numerical value. In Gematria of Hitler, X and Grok just praised Hitler not long after this premiered worldwide all across Netflix, right? 456 has a sentence associated with it, when you add up the numerical value and put it to letters. Tesla, time, machine. And it goes on. The 007, I have it in the notes too, but the 007 also has a meaning. This is how this works. So you have Hitler, Tesla, right? These are the words that came out of these numbers. Hitler, Tesla, Obama, Rothschild. I am the death code. Those are just some of the words and sentences that came from the numbers that they chose to so strategically display on those people's jackets for a very, very demonic show where the premise is a bunch of elites wearing masks sit in a private room and watch people try to kill each other for money. This is the premise of this show. A bunch of elites sit there with gold masks on and watch people try to hunt each other and kill each other for money. This is the premise of this entire show. This debuted worldwide during Pride Month towards the end of June before all of this broke loose. Why am I showing you this? Why am I showing you this? There's a reason that I'm going through all of this, because there's something way deeper spiritually going on here. That ancient demonic forces are swirling around areas, around people. They're swirling around Elon right now, attempting to get him to take the bait to enter a road of destruction so ancient agendas can rise. You have ancient demonic forces moving within our nation, through the airwaves, moving within the nations into our nation, within the airwaves to attempt to unlock doors in the United States of America, to attempt to lock it back into a cycle. This is spiritual warfare at a very, very high level. This is what this is. This is spiritual warfare at a very high level. It's no accident, because of the way things move in the realm of the spirit, that you would see certain things pushed out in a show. And then all of a sudden, you start seeing what's associated with that show, with those numbers on those jackets, that they have an X on them, most of them, that you would see it suddenly begin to play out in the nation. Because this is warfare at a very, very high level. And the Lord is revealing these things now because the church has to go deeper to come up higher, to be equipped to fight spiritually on a level for this nation that is required at this time, to get on the wall and be the watchman and warn of the danger coming. You see, when watchmen got on the wall, the watchmen could now see what everybody down in the village couldn't. So when the watchman would sound the alarm, the people in the village couldn't see. They had to trust that the watchman was seeing what they couldn't see, sounding the alarm because it was imminent and it was coming. This is what we're called to be in the church. We're called to be watchmen. And spiritual warfare at a very high level right now is operating in the airwaves and in the nation. There are reasons they are doing this. They are not picking these number sequences by chance. They're not picking these shows by chance. They're not picking to name these shows after sea monsters that are associated with Leviathan by chance. This is not being done by chance. What is happening at X, what is being said by Grok, it's not by chance. What happened with the floods is not by chance. What happened with the cycle through the generations going back to Roosevelt with this specific area is not by chance. These are very deliberate cycles at work and high-level warfare at work that we as the people of God have to go deeper, to come up higher now, to begin to have the wisdom from God to understand these things, because then we will recognize it earlier when the enemy is on the move. Sound the alarm in the nation, intercede and pray, and tear the strongholds down. This is why I go through these things. This is why I go through this, because you begin to recognize it in your own life. You begin to recognize it in the nation, and you begin to recognize it far earlier as the enemy begins to go on the move, and you intercede and engage far earlier and resist far earlier in the realm of the spirit and begin to tear down those sophisticated arguments and those strongholds. And yes, it is the year of the snake. On top of it, China, this past year at the end of January, entered the year of the snake. That's not an accident either. Now, I'm going to show you another pattern that is emerging in the middle of this, because like I said, all of these things may look separate, but they are connected and they're happening in tandem of each other. This I'm going to sound the alarm on as well. So let's put up the article. Marjorie Taylor Greene says Trump supports her bill to immediately draw new congressional districts, including excluding non-citizens. Okay, this was from June 30th, 2025, last day of Pride Month. Keep that in mind. 3 days after these Squid Games demonically appear and go throughout Netflix. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene posted on X on Monday that President Donald Trump supports her bill requiring that the U.S. government conduct a new census immediately to remove non-citizens from the count for congressional districts. I just got off the phone with President Trump, wrote Greene on X, adding, I told him about my new bill I'm introducing that will save America's elections from ever being stolen again. My bill will require the U.S. Census Bureau to conduct a new census immediately upon enactment of the bill. In conducting the new census of the United States population, it shall require questions determining the citizenship of each individual and count citizens only. Let me tell you why this is going to end in catastrophe. Let me just go over this very staunch, prophetic, biblical cycle with you. This gets pushed to June 30th, 2025. The last day of Pride Month is when this gets put out. So at the end of Pride Month, which is what caused King David to take a census to begin with when he shouldn't have, when it was out of order, 4 days later, that great flood hit Texas, then New Mexico, then North Carolina. 4 days after, at the end of Pride Month, it's posted to immediately get a bill going to trigger a new census. You start seeing catastrophic things happen. Let me show you why. There is a prophetic biblical basis for this that I'm going to sound an alarm with, because this is a horrible idea right now, and I'm going to show you why. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verses 9 through 11. 9-11. And Joab gave the sum of the census of the people to the king in Israel. There were 800,000 valiant men who drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000. Verse 10, but David's heart, his conscience troubled him after he had counted the people. David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done, but now, O Lord, please take away the sin of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. Verse 11, when David got up in the morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, David's seer. 2 Samuel 24, verses 12 through 14. Go and say to David, so this is Gad the seer. Now the word of the Lord comes to him. Go and say to David, thus says the Lord, I am giving you three choices. Select one of them for yourself and I will do it to you. So Gad came to David and told him and said to him, shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land, or will you flee 3 months before your enemies as they pursue you, or shall there be 3 days of pestilence in your land? Now consider this and decide what answer I shall return to him who sent me. Then David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hands of man. 1 Chronicles 21 gives more detail about this account. 1 Chronicles 21, verses 1 through 8 says, Satan, the adversary, stood up against Israel and incited David to count the population of Israel. Satan, the adversary, stood up in Israel and incited and tempted David to take a census. So David said to Joab and the leaders of the people, go count Israel from Beersheba to Dan and bring me their total so that I may know it. Joab said, "May the Lord add to his people 100 times as many as they are. But my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then does my lord require this? Why will he bring guilt on Israel?" But the king's word prevailed over Joab. So Joab left and went through all Israel and came to Jerusalem. Then Joab gave the total of the census of the people to David, and all Israel were 1.1 million men who drew the sword, and in Judah, 470,000 men who drew the sword. So he only wanted to count the men. Others weren't counted, kind of like they want to do with this census. But he did not count Levi and Benjamin among them because the king's order was detestable to Joab. Verse 7. Now God was displeased with this act of arrogance and pride. When was it boasted about a bill to trigger the taking of a new census immediately? Pride month. Now God was displeased with this act of arrogance and pride, and he struck Israel. Then David said to God, "I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing, but now I beseech you, take away the wickedness and guilt of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly." 1 Chronicles 21:9-11. And the Lord said to Gad, David's seer, "Go and tell David, saying, thus says the Lord, I offer you 3 choices. Choose for yourself one of them, which I will do to you as punishment for your sin." So Gad came to David and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, choose for yourself." 1 Chronicles 21:12-13. "Either 3 years of famine or 3 months to be swept away before your enemies while the sword of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days of the sword of the Lord and plague in the land. And the angel of the Lord bring instruction throughout all the territory of Israel. Now, therefore, consider what answer I shall return to him who sent me." David said to Gad, "I am in great distress. Please let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are very great, but do not let me fall into the hands of man." The parallel accounts of these incidents surrounding the census reveal a few things. It was Satan who stood up in Israel and incited David to take a census out of order. A census was not due then. It was not needed. It was not time for a census. And Satan stood up in Israel and tempted David, because David was in a compromised position, to take a census out of order. Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take a census. 1 Chronicles 21:1. This discrepancy between the two, between 2 Samuel 24 and 1 Chronicles 21, is often explained by the understanding that in order to achieve his purpose, sometimes God's sovereignty permits Satan to act. There's that word sovereignty again. God can use Satan in various ways, with the result being the refining, discipling, and purification of disobedient believers. Such might have been the case with David. God allowed Satan to tempt him, and David fell for it. Demanded the census be taken, revealing his pride. When was it announced that this bill is on the floor? And if this bill passes, it's going to enact immediately the new taking of a census? Pride month. It was announced at the end of June. The last day of Pride month. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. And if this bill passes, it's going to immediately trigger a new census out of order. Satan is attempting to stand up against the United States of America and incite and tempt leadership to do things that are foolish right now. Tempting people in Washington, D.C. to become pushers of his ideas. All to trigger what we see happen in 2 Samuel 24 and 1 Chronicles 21. It's all to trigger that. For the love of God, do not take a census right now. Do not be tempted into taking a census out of order in this time and in this season, because David was tempted the same way, and Trump is called the David. And right now there is a tempting on the House floor, and there is a tempting in the nation to trigger a bill to cause it to pass that will immediately cause a new census to be taken. And you know what's going to happen if that new census is taken? There's going to follow a pattern that we see in 2 Samuel 24 and 1 Chronicles 21. It's going to follow a pattern. I implore the administration, do not take the census. Do not trigger out of order a new census being taken. It's not due till 2030. Leave it that way. It was taken in 2020, right before COVID hit. Trump triggered the census. Pestilence hit the land. I'm just saying there's a pattern here. This cannot be triggered in this time. This is not of God. This is Satan attempting to stand up against the land as an angel of light and as something good that's actually going to trigger something in the realm of the spirit that is going to end up shaking the nation. So we need to pray and we need to intercede because this is out of order. It's out of order. And this is all happening one after the other. The announcement of this bill in the census, you've got what got put out into the airwaves by Squid Games, you've got then the flood, you've got what's going on with X and Grok right now, you've got these things being triggered one after the other, because there are very high level spiritual entities on the move in the nation. And I'm going to tell you, Job chapter 41, verses 25 and 33 through 34, and there are others that have mentioned this scripture as well. When he raises himself up, the mighty are afraid. Because of the crashing, they are bewildered. Upon earth, there is nothing like him. No equal exists, a creature made without fear. He's talking about Leviathan. He looks on everything that is high without terror. He is monarch over all the sons of pride. Who is Leviathan the monarch over? All the sons of pride. When was this announced that this bill was on the floor? During Pride Month. Who is the monarch of all things pride? Leviathan. He is the monarch of the sons of pride. Leviathan oversees pride. And now you know as well who is overseeing the entire LGBTQ plus pride agenda. Now you know who the monarch is, who oversees all of that. And it's right in the book of Job. This is who is stirring up as well what we see transpiring in the nation. The serpent on the move, the sea monster, the one that wants to encompass, right, and wrap themselves around and constrict and coil and confuse and put things into a death roll. What happens? When an alligator or a crocodile or a beast like that gets something, they try to put it into a death roll. That is why you see these things happening one after the other. And this is why this census as well cannot be triggered. Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. Now in those days, a decree went out from the emperor Caesar Augustus, that all the inhabited world, the Roman Empire, should be registered in a census. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to register for the census, each to his own city. Verse 6, while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no private room for them in the inn. Who triggered a census at the time of Jesus' birth? Caesar. Rome. That spirit. That principality that oversees such. Caesar wants the census. That spirit wants the census. Who is Caesar led by? Rome. And who is Rome led by? A high-level power of darkness that ruled over that area. All of these events are happening within a time frame of close proximity to one another. Therefore, that is why you see such connections, because there is a push in the realm of the spirit to lock America in a death roll. and leadership in dangerous cycles. And in order for the enemy to sabotage and destroy what God has willed for these next 4 years, this is why you see these things beginning to move in rapid fire, one after the other, coming from different areas, even of the nation and of the earth, but somehow following a similar pattern or having connectors within each that connect them to each other. And this is why we have to take notice of all of this, and we have to. Okay, well, some people are writing that Elon said this is the new Rome. You see, this is all connected. And we have to recognize this as believers. The reason why Satan was able to get one up in the past on the nation is because believers didn't get on the wall, do their job, start sounding the alarm and exposing the danger that was on the move in the realm of the spirit. This is why I'm showing you these things, because all of these things are connected. They may not look like they're connected, but once you start going over the common denominators, you see that there are some serious connections that are at play here in the realm of the spirit that is attempting to align these things for a reason of locking America into a cycle and locking leadership into a death roll. And this is why you see these things happening. I understand the reasoning for wanting this bill with the census because of elections. However, if you do it out of order and Satan is the one tempting to do this, and he stands up to the nation and that leader comes into agreement with that, you see what happened to David and Israel. It happened in 2020. The census happened and COVID hit. You see, those who are anointed like David cannot do what David did. Because if they do what David did, you're going to see a similar result play out. President Trump is anointed like a David. And so therefore, the enemy is going to attempt to tempt him in ways that he tempted David in order to try to lock him into a similar cycle of David's indiscretions in order to try to get a similar result. This is why we see this happening right now. This is why. And I understand some of this is deep, and some of it may not look like for a moment that it is connected, but once you really start to go over dates and times and seasons and the timing of what's put out in the airwaves and the timing of floods and the timing of presidents and the timing of the census, you begin to see a full prophetic picture of what is happening in the nation. And part of the reason this is happening too, because there are lots in the administration that have to go, because Lot was only there to try to destroy Abraham. So you're seeing patterns emerge here that are high-level spiritual warfare, what is happening. And we are supposed to be like the sons of Issachar, discerning the times and the seasons, having the ability as the people of God in covenant with Almighty God, given power and authority through Christ Jesus under heaven, to discern those times and seasons and to discern when the enemy is moving and to be able to take the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and engage the way we are meant to engage. When you're in an army and the enemy's coming, you engage to stop the enemy. We're soldiers in the army of the living God, which means when the enemy's coming, we get up on the wall and we start exposing and sounding the alarm that the enemy's approaching, and this is how they are on the move. The problem is part of the church, a good part of the church, has gotten too soft, too superficial, too cotton candy Christianity. They've gotten too superficial with the word of God. They have stripped it and sterilized it of any bit of conviction and reverence that could come upon us from the word. They have tried to sterilize that out of the word to just make us feel good about ourselves when we're really sinners and we didn't deserve to be saved. And God, because he so loved the world, sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ. The church a good part of it has stripped it because you don't have shepherds in the pulpit. You have showmen, and showmen don't engage. They do tricks to keep the people entertained, and then they run. Shepherds will see the enemy coming. They will see the predator coming. They will see the wolves coming through the valley, and they will stand up and they will engage and they will protect their flock. That is what we are meant to do as the church in this hour. We are meant to get up on that wall, see the danger coming, engage and protect the flock. That's what a true shepherd does. A shepherd doesn't stand up there and just make the sheep feel good. No, they keep the sheep alive. They keep the sheep fed. They keep the sheep watered with the word. They keep the sheep from predators. They give the sheep boundaries. Because sheep will just wander off and fall into a ditch if they don't have boundaries. Trust me, I have six. I have six at the sanctuary. I can tell you this with the greatest deal of authority, that sheep need boundaries. It's time to stop playing church and playing social hour and playing feel good and actually be the axe church and actually be the shepherd and actually be on the wall and actually be shooting at the enemy with the word and exposing what's coming and exposing what's on the move. The hour requires it. This nation requires it. And the part of the church that can't do this, they're going to find themselves in a valley of a shadow of death. Because the wolves are coming. There's a reason this has been the Guadalupe River three times. Because it means Valley of Wolves. The enemy is deploying the wolves. And they're on the move. And those that are seasoned know how to engage the wolves. So this is why this is important. And this is why we have to understand these things. If I got to go running outside at 2 a.m. because there are coyotes coming, I put my robe on and I go tearing out into the dark with a flashlight, running full speed towards the woods because no predator is coming near my flock because I've been given the authority through Christ. The predator doesn't have it, and the predator's got to stand down. So this is why, to be sharpened, you got to go deeper to come up higher, and you've got to begin to digest the deeper things and the deeper revelations and understanding spiritual warfare on a deeper level and understanding the word of God on a deeper level. The time requires it. So church, people of God, please do it because the time requires it right now. It requires it. And things are not as they seem. Things are not as they seem right now. So please remember that. Okay, praise the Lord. I want to give you an update on Pastor Ricky Ray. So many of you, I have to say, we are so humbled and thankful by your generosity. So many of you have given to help Pastor Ricky Ray, his family, and his neighbors who were ravaged and who were right on the Guadalupe River and lost almost everything. Pastor Ricky Ray does intercessory prayer. He's the head of our intercessory prayer for Ark of Grace. We cannot thank you enough. He was crying on the phone with his mom when we told him. He is going to be making a video thanking all of you. And so when he sends it, I will play it for you on a broadcast. But checks are going out this week. The first round of checks to them and their neighbors are actually being mailed this week. Praise the Lord. We have it up on our website. If you go to arcofgrace.org/events, if you would like to help Pastor Rick and his neighbors, we are very happy to do that. And so you can either give through Venmo, you can call the phone number on the screen, or you can email us at hello@arcofgraceministries. I'm going to tell you something really amazing that happened. I will tell you this, Pastor Rick has been through a lot. They have found multiple deceased on his property. It's been a very difficult road. He has been walking with the Lord right now. And something amazing happened last night. And he left me a voice note to tell me. A Swedish reporter came, a reporter from Sweden, wanted to interview him, and she was an atheist. And he said to her, by the time we're done with this interview, you're going to believe. And he walked her around that property and he showed her that cross that was only 10 inches in the ground that withstood the raging waters of that river while barns and homes floated away. And by the end of their time together, she said, I believe. And he prayed with her. And he brought an atheist Swedish reporter to Jesus Christ. And he said to me, had I never lost my home, she would have never come to know Christ. How profound is that? Had I never lost my home, this woman may have never come to know Christ. So there are miracles that are happening through this. There are absolute miracles that are happening on that property right now. In the midst of the devastation, a standard is being raised out of Kerrville, Texas. All glory be to God. Also, I want to put a picture up for you. For those of you who live near Utah and the surrounding areas, we have a horse in desperate need of help right now in Utah. This is Sailor. Sailor is in desperate need of a forever home. She is a 27-year-old incredibly sweet mare. She is in Utah. If you can help, if you have a farm, if you can help take Sailor in, we'll even help from Ark of Grace with some of the supplies for Sailor to get you started. Please email us at hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com and we will connect you with Lynn, who is desperately trying to find this 27-year-old precious animal a home right now. She is located in Utah. If you are around that area or near there and you would like to give Sailor a home, please email us and we will gladly connect you to Lynn. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. A few more things and then we'll end for the evening. Pray.com. All glory be to God. We're up on pray.com. We were invited on the platform. It is the largest Christian app in the world. So you can download the app at your app store, pray.com. And if you search Amanda Grace, you will find our area of pray.com, Ark of Grace's area. We broadcast on Pray TV Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 11 a.m. every week right now. So we praise the Lord for this incredible door opening. We're very grateful. Also, the Revelationary War. If you want to understand what's going on a deeper level and why I talk about the things I do, this is available on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and everywhere books are sold. This is the first book I've ever done. I give all glory to God. And it was Pastor Ricky Ray who had the dream. And the Lord came to him in the dream and said, Amanda is to write the book called The Revelationary War. And she is to ask Donnay Clement to contribute if Donnay is willing. And so it was Pastor Ricky Ray Robertson out of Texas that had this dream early last year or late the year prior with these instructions from the Lord. And so if you can get a copy, please do. We're so grateful for all of you who have bought it because I'm in the process of writing a second book that is going to sort of be a sequel in some ways to the Revelationary War. So thank you to everybody for being such a blessing with that. Also, our gala is coming up. Donnay Clement is speaking. I'm speaking. The animals from Ark of Grace will be there for a meet and greet. So you can call or you can email us if you would like to come. The deadline is for tickets. I hate that word deadline. A finish line, we'll say, is August 23rd, 2025. And lastly, Andrew Sorcini. We're just going to put him up quick. This is Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Him and his team are amazing in all things gold, silver, precious metals, gold IRAs. You can email him. You can text him with the 310 phone number. You could go to bh-pm.com or arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and click on the bh-pm link. We also have the Cyrus coin with him, which is interesting because the back of the coin, when the Lord had me design this, is the ark resting on Mount Ararat after the floods had receded and the dove returned with the olive branch. So it's quite prophetic the way this was designed. So please call Andrew if you can. They love to hear from our Ark of Grace family. And thank you, everyone, for hanging with us tonight. We're going to end here. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other Psalms on the screen for you to adopt, to read every day, to get into your studies. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3 from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say scriptures from those chapters every single day, sometimes twice a day, as well as the Lord's Prayer, which is straight spiritual intelligence from heaven. Straight spiritual intelligence that Jesus Christ gave his disciples on how to pray. And Hebrews 11 is one of the greatest chapters on faith. If you need a dose of that, if you need your faith sharpened, please go to Hebrews 11. We love to encourage you in the word as we end. Thank you to everyone for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be back on early next week, and we will be putting out shorts the end of the week. So have a wonderful rest of your evening and keep the faith, everyone. God bless. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn